English literature. What do you know about Old English literature?
Old English literature, 700 to 1100. Fiction was influenced by pagan traditions, magic, Christian ideas, moral values. The works of the period include, in chronological order, annals, chronicles, historical records of various battles. The masterwork of the time is the epic poem Beowulf. Also, the legends of King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table were written at that time. Poets Caedmon and Cynewulf wrote fiction based on the Bible. Name a representative of medieval English literature.
Medieval English literature, from 1100 to 1500. This period follows after the Norman conquest, William the Conqueror's victory at the Battle of Hastings in 1066. During the Norman invasion, English was enriched with French words and grammar. Geoffrey Chaucer is considered to be the father of English poetry. He didn't write in Latin. His poetry was realistic, ironic, and humorous. The most famous work, The Canterbury Tales, is an unfinished collection of comic and moral stories told by a group of pilgrims while traveling to a religious shrine in Canterbury. Name a representative of English Renaissance.
English Renaissance, 1500 to 1600. It's a period between medieval and modern times, marked by a humanistic revival of classic influence, but also architectural development and a time of great seamanship. Common forms of literature were poetic drama, songs, lyrics, and ballads. William Shakespeare, 1564 to 1616, is one of the world's well-known playwrights. He wrote historical plays, comedies, and tragedies. His sonnets are well-known as well. His earlier plays, 1588 through 1600, include histories, comedies, and tragedies, for example, Richard III, Comedy of Errors, and Romeo and Juliet. Later, 1600 to 1608, his great works came, tragedies, for example, Hamlet. Shakespeare's later work, 1608 to 1613, consists of romances and recollection plays based on fairy tale fantasy and miraculous solutions of conflicts, for example, The Winter's Tale. Name a representative of 17th century English literature.
Revolution literature of 17th century, from 1600 to 1700. A time of social change and revolution. Important post-Shakespearean playwrights included Ben Jonson, from 1572 to 1637. Francis Beaumont, from 1584 to 1616, and John Fletcher, from 1579 to 1625. They wrote mainly for the court. Jonson wrote mainly comedies of humors, and Beaumont and Fletcher created tragicomedies. Important poets included John Donne and his successors, called metaphysical poets. John Milton, from 1608 to 1674, supported the Puritan English Revolution. He wrote famous works such as Paradise Lost and Paradise Regained. Both works are philosophical and religious. Name a representative of 18th century English literature.
English literature of 18th century, Classicism, 1700 to 1800. Fiction of this time uses much more social and political criticism, as there was unbelievably huge corruption in the ruling classes. Daniel Defoe, 1660 to 1731. He was a journalist who became famous for his novel Robinson Crusoe, the story about a castaway on a deserted island. Jonathan Swift, 1667 to 1745. Who wrote satirical prose, was especially popular with children for his Gulliver's Travels. In part 1, the hero comes to the land of Lilliput where only very tiny people live. Next, he tells about his life among giants. Then, Gulliver is faced with the absurd lives of the people on the flying island of Laputa. These pictures symbolized rulers ignoring the everyday lives of their subjects. In the last part, Gulliver comes to an island where dominated horses and people behaved as animals. What do you know about English Romanticism?
Romantic literature, from 1780 to 1832. A time of great technical invention and industrial revolution. Also, workers as well as children are subject to inhuman exploitation. The arts wanted to express the feelings about regained freedom, self-reflection without previous dogmas and doctrines. Romantic writers looked for beauty in man, wanting to use it as a means of protection against the hell of industrialization. A group of poets settled in the Lake District and came to be known as the Romantics of the Lake School. These were William Wordsworth, Samuel Taylor Coleridge, and Robert Southey. The next generation of Romantic poets were Lord George Gordon Byron, Percy Bysshe Shelley, and John Keats. They were born at turn of the century. Their works contained social criticism, conveying their deeply felt protest against oppression and hypocrisy. Walter Scott, from 1771 to 1832. He was a romantic prose writer and the founder of the historical novel. His most famous novel, Ivanhoe, is set in the medieval age of knights under the rule of Richard the Lionheart. Jane Austen, from 1775 to 1817. She was a romantic prose writer, and she created the domestic novel, dealing with family life. Pride and Prejudice, it shows the resulting conflict and tension between reason and feelings. What do you know about English Victorian literature?
Victorian literature, 1838 to 1901. The social novel is the major type of work of this period as it depicts all the various problems of the society. Charles Dickens, 1812 to 1870. He was a representative of critical realism. In his novels, he depicted the life of the poor in the 19th century. What made him different from other critical realists was his humor. Novels Oliver Twist, Little Dorrit, etc. showed the negative side of the developing industrial British Empire. The most famous works are A Tale of Two Cities and Great Expectations. Oscar Wilde, 1854 to 1900, became famous through his fairy tales, The Happy Prince, comedies, The Importance of Being Earnest, and his only one novel, The Picture of Dorian Gray. 20th century literature, fiction influenced by two world wars, various allies and revolutions, economic achievements, and failures and tension across the world. What is modernism and who were its representatives?
Stream of consciousness, modernism, experimental prose. This writing technique was influenced by Freud's psychoanalysis and Einstein's theory of relativity. Writers tried to plunge deeply into the yet unknown levels of human consciousness, as well as subconsciousness, and to show human ideas in their first form, when they are being formed and brought together. The first experimenter to introduce this technique was James Joyce, with his autobiographic, A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. Other experimental writers included Virginia Woolf, with To the Lighthouse, and Mrs. Dalloway. What do you know about authors of 20th century English prose?
Prose. George Orwell, 1903 to 1950. Born in India, Orwell was educated in England and lived even in the poorest parts of London and Paris, which gave him inspiration for his own works. Animal Farm is meant to satirize the politics of the Soviet Union. 1984, an anti-utopian novel which is considered one of the most fruitful novels of the century. Agatha Christie. Known as the Queen of Detective Fiction, Christie wrote about 100 detective stories novels and plays. She gave life to marvelous detectives. Miss Jane Marple, a woman of intuition who knows well both the people and the habits of a small town, and Hercule Poirot, a Belgian-born detective, now retired, speaking bad English. Her play, Mousetrap, has been running in London for more than 50 years now. A major writer of English realism, D.H. Lawrence wrote the novel Lady Chatterley's Lover that remained subject to censorship as pornographic in Britain up till the 1960s. His other works include Women in Love and Apocalypse. Name a representative of 20th century sci-fi novels.
H.G. Wells is the author of many sci-fi stories, such as Time Machine. Another sci-fi writer, Aldous Huxley, wrote novels such as Brave New World. Name a representative of 20th century English poetry.
Poetry. English 20th century poets include W.B. Yeats, Thomas Hardy, Wilfred Owen, Dylan Thomas, and Philip Larkin. Name a representative of 20th century English drama.
Drama. George Bernard Shaw, from 1856 to 1950. A writer and philosopher who promoted a new view of the man and satirized old values and lifestyles. Shaw had an excellent way of expression, and the audience were often shocked as they had expected something totally different. Pygmalion, his most famous play, depicts how two different social classes meet and how the two major characters go through major change. Later, a film musical was made based on the play, called My Fair Lady, starring Audrey Hepburn. John Osborne's play, Look Back in Anger, gave name to a new generation of post-war writers, called Angry Young Men. In the 1950s, a wave of absurd drama starts spreading across British literature. Waiting for Godot, by Samuel Beckett, is a typical example of absurd drama. There is almost no action nor plot, as two clowns are waiting for Godot, who, however, has no identity, so the whole work is full of absurd nihilism. Essay.
Item. Tome.
The story is set in the time of.
Setting.
Certificate 15 film.
Not fit for the young.